In CI News this week, a 56-year-old mother dies by assisted suicide after suffering a bereavement. Free speech campaigner Harry Miller is granted permission to challenge hate crime regulations. And a believer who was deselected from the Liberal Democrats over his Christian views is vindicated. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 1st of May. I'm Rhys Curnow. A healthy 56-year-old mother paid £10,000 for help to kill herself at a clinic in Switzerland. Wendy Duffy from the West Midlands tragically lost her son 4 years ago and had struggled to come to terms with his death. She was killed via assisted suicide at the Pegasus Clinic near Basel last week. The company's mission statement claims it is the human right of every rational adult of sound mind, regardless of state of health, to choose the manner and timing of their death. But Dr. Gordon MacDonald of Care Not Killing called the readiness of Pegasus to help someone in good physical health to kill themselves absolutely disgraceful. The editor of the Daily Telegraph warned that the case illustrates just how dangerous it can be to legalise assisted suicide. The leader of the Social Democrats has come under fire for proposing to further liberalise Ireland's abortion law. Deputy Holly Cairns introduced the Reproductive Rights Amendment Bill 2026, which aims to abolish the mandatory 3-day reflection period and allow the abortion of all babies deemed to have a fatal condition. Currently in Ireland, abortion is available on demand up to 12 weeks, and babies with such conditions can be aborted if doctors believe they would die within 28 days of birth. In contrast to Cairns' claim that the reflection period is patronising, Éireann Tú leader Pádraig Tobin emphasised that abortion is an irreversible decision. "We believe it is compassionate to provide a period of time for a woman to reflect in relation to proceeding to an abortion or not." A free speech campaigner has been granted permission to challenge Home Office rules on hate crimes. Harry Miller argues that the current system requires officers to dismiss objective evidence in favour of a perception of hurt feelings. In 2023, a hate crime was logged against his name without a police investigation or opportunity for him to defend himself. Miller's legal representatives, Conrath Gardner, expressed astonishment that members of the public can have serious crimes recorded against them without any police investigation, and that the Home Secretary had chosen to defend such a sinister system. And finally, a Liberal Democrat parliamentary candidate who was deselected by the party over his Christian views has won his legal battle. Award-winning journalist David Campanile had been the party's candidate for swing seat Sutton and Cheam, but was removed after an almost 4-year campaign by activists within the party. In 2024, leaked legal papers revealed the party defended its decision to deselect him by claiming his expressed religious beliefs against abortion, gay marriage and legal sex change conflicted with the party's fundamental values, while mocking his Christian conviction that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. But in a signed declaration, the Liberal Democrats have now admitted to unlawfully discriminating against him, conceding multiple breaches of the Equality Act, including harassment and victimisation, and agreed to pay him damages. Mr. Campanile told the Christian Institute he is thankful to God for the victory.
"It does feel good that the Lord has chosen to allow me to see vindication. This is a declaration by the court of the Liberal Democrats' admission of breaking the law in multiple ways of direct religious discrimination. So I was removed not because of anything I'd done or said. I was removed only because I said that I would follow my Christian conscience on non-whipped issues in Parliament. What these illiberals want to do is to shut Christians up. They want us to go into the closet. Now, we go into the prayer closet, but we will not be... We continue to need to speak gospel truth into public life."
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.